You're listening to Real World News.
Representatives of social movements and organizations of around 30 African, Asian, and Latin American countries are meeting in Cancun, Mexico on Friday to share their work on climate finance and coordinate future actions. The meeting will take place until December the 5th. Members of indigenous groups, fisherfolk, peasants, women, unions, and non-governmental organizations of the region are participating in the South-South Summit on Climate Justice and Climate Finance as part of the activities parallel to the UN Conference COP16 on Climate Change in Cancun. The summit was organized by International Network Jubilee South and the Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance with the support of environmentalist network Friends of the Earth, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Real World Radio interviewed Jubilee South coordinator Beverly Keane. First of all, we have to recognize that the climate crisis is part of the economic and financial crisis and of the prevailing development model in the world. And this climate crisis is a sign of the fact that this model is obsolete, the activist said. Questioning the capitalist production and consumption system is at the core of the demands of the social movements and organizations that fight for climate justice. This model is not sustainable and it must be changed. We have to build new production and consumption models, new ways of living with nature, both in the south and the north, said Keane. The activists regretted that water, air, and lands can be turned into commodities to be sold, bought, offset, and traded in the Chicago Exchange. This is crazy, and that craziness is killing us. Real World Radio also asked Jubilee South's international coordinator about the role of the World Bank in the management of international funds for the fight against climate change. Keane said that the World Bank has a 40-year-old record of pillaging our regions, of imposing neoliberal policies and structural adjustments, of imposing an extractivist development model, looting natural resources, and being export-oriented. This type of institutions cannot be in charge of solving the climate crisis, she said. The activist said that we need to understand that the issue of climate will not be solved by throwing money here and there. The solution is to change the production and consumption models and how our political system works, she added. Keane also made reference to the fact that the main challenges of the social movements in Cancun and the COP16 on climate change are to strengthen mobilization in the city and to demand a system change, not climate change, at international level. She highlighted the work that needs to be done with reference to raising awareness, capacity building, and mobilization. Finally, she talked about the necessary steps towards climate justice. She explained that we need to strengthen the resistance against the consolidation of this devastating model and recognize that we have to articulate our struggles in a better way. We need to find a much more integrative and sustainable relationship between human beings and nature to give a new direction to our economies so that they are less dependent on energy, she said, and she appealed to the small communities around the world, especially indigenous peoples. They have so much wisdom, and the cities need to see and listen to them.
You're listening to Real World News.